And welcome, everybody. I am your host, Jack Barugin. You're listening to Cloud Sense. And, you know, let's get right into it. I've got a good show for you today. I read an article the other day which actually highlighted the top five reasons for financial services to opt for cloud computing. Now, a lot of you are veterans in this world, and you already know it, but some of you are new to the world. The fact that you've been using the cloud, the reality is that there are still obviously some concerns, especially if you're a business owner. But I want to get into this for you, because these are the top five reasons, and they're not only mine. These are the experts, all right, that are talking, all right? Number one, security. You know, there's a widespread misbelief that the cloud is not secure. Well, the reality, folks, is that when you're on-prem, you're actually in more danger than you are in the cloud. You know, these cloud service providers now are on the cutting edge. And I don't care what you're talking about, whether it's, you know, the sensitive HIPAA data or other very critical assets, security in the cloud has never been better. And in fact, you are putting your assets at risk if you maintain an on-prem environment. Think about it that way. It's almost like keeping money in your house as opposed to the bank, all right? Number two, the flexibility to evolve. I want you to think about that for a second. Cloud computing is at the forefront of technological innovation and allows for all of those innovations. I want you to think about things like blockchain, for example, all right? You know, blockchain is one of those things that was enabled by cloud computing. And now, between cryptocurrencies, between smart contracts, we're looking at the beginning of an evolutionary phase, folks, that people did not think would happen. I mean, people were talking about a global digital currency 25 years ago, and people thought that it was ridiculous. But here we are talking about it right now. You know, and think about it. You know, only by utilizing the latest infrastructure, all right, can businesses actually be competitive. You know, it used to be, and I can tell you right now, as a former board member of a major corporation at the CME Group, folks, all right, I used to think of IT spending almost like a luxury item. All right, you know, what were we going to do next? And then, of course, they would come in and say, oh, we have to spend $100 million on disaster recovery. And we'd all look at each other and say, oh, yeah, I guess we got to spend it. But the reality is that nowadays, your IT spend on these big budgetary items, folks, is a necessity. It is now a question of survival. So flexibility to evolve is number two. All right, I'm going to give you the last three after we take a break. But I got to tell you something, folks. This is something that every business owner should understand. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. We're talking about the five top reasons for financial services to opt to cloud computing. And we went through the first two, security and the flexibility to evolve. And I want to get into the next three right now because I think they're probably more important, okay? Number three, folks, all right? Significant cost reduction. Now, I want you to think about this in two ways. Number one, if you actually do it right, okay, and are efficient in how you actually procure cloud, I want you to think about this, all right, so that you do not get locked into these contracts, then you can do something big. I mean, anecdotally, there are people that have saved, you know, anywhere from 50 to 80% on their budgetary items because of the fact that they've moved to the cloud in an efficient manner. Efficiency is important, folks, and we're going to get to that in a second, okay? Number four. The high availability and scalability of the cloud. This is the public cloud we're talking about, folks. All right, you can do this from anywhere. That's the beauty of it. I can actually do anything I want from home these days, except maybe trade in the pit at the exchange. But the reality is that the cloud has enabled us to do lots of different things, including the flexibility of freedom. All right, something that people did not have. My father's generation, your parents' generation did not have that luxury. They could do anything from anywhere. That high availability and scalability, so you can scale it up and down whenever you need it. Number five, and this is probably the most important one, folks, and I want you to really take this one to heart. It's increased efficiency. All right. The cloud infrastructure serves as the basis for big data analytics in banking, all right, among other things. And quite frankly, folks, this is something that isn't going to go away. You know, customers today are more and more tech savvy than they've ever been before. And not having that tech expertise puts you at a disadvantage. All right. So going through them again, folks. All right. You have security, number one, the flexibility to evolve. Number two, you know, your cost reductions. All right. Number three, the high availability and how often and where it's available. All right. Number four and five, increased efficiency. Now, why am I telling you all this? Well, quite frankly, because the cloud these days, folks, is no longer the mystery that it once was. All right? You can actually go out there, you can make cost comparisons, and you can demystify this world. You know, there are people out there that are listening to this program right now that are not technologists. Okay, those of you that are, you know, just sit back and take a deep breath and bear with me for 1 second. But those of you that are not, understand one thing. Going to the cloud is not a scary thing. Embracing technology is a good thing. Get rid of that Luddite mentality and understand that moving to the public cloud is probably the biggest thing that you can do for yourself, for your employees, and for your shareholders. The top five reasons for financial services to move to the cloud. This is Jack Baroogian. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'll be talking to you soon.